Hello.
Hello.
I'm calling on behalf of Metro Research, and I'm conducting an opinion survey. I would like to ask you a few questions about the issues facing Massachusetts and the schools in your area. This is a research study, not a sales call. Your household is chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. So let me ask you, are you at least 18 years old and a resident of Massachusetts?
Yes.
All right, perfect. How many children do you have living with you and attending kindergarten through 12th grade?
One.
One, all right. What is your age?
17. What, my age or her age?
Oh, no, your age.
52.
52, all right. How would you describe your gender?
My gender?
Yes.
I'm a man.
Man, all right. How would you describe your race?
White.
All right. What grade is your child currently in?
What grade?
Yes, what grade?
Junior.
Junior, all right. So it would be 11th, right?
Yes.
All right. Which of the following best describes the school where your child is enrolled this year? Would you say like a public school run by a school district, a public charter school?
Public school.
All right. A public school run by a school district?
Yeah.
All right, so when it comes to your 11th grade child's progress in reading this school year, would you say that you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not concerned. She's a good reader.
All right, so would that be like maybe not at all concerned or just not too concerned?
Yeah, not at all.
All right. So to the best of your knowledge, is your 11th grade child's reading at the level expected for students in their age group?
Yep.
Has your 11th grade child's pediatrician ever discussed with you on how you can support your child's reading development at home?
No.
What information do you use to understand your 11th grade child's progress in reading and writing? And you can select all that apply. So the list goes information from my child's teacher, conversation with my child, English language arts, MCAS, literacy screeners, parent-teacher conferences, or grade/report cards, or some other.
Parent-teacher and report cards.
Parent-teacher and report cards, all right. Do you agree or disagree with the following statement? I have received feedback about my 11th grade child's reading progress this year from their school.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Do you agree or disagree with the following statement? I have received feedback about my 11th grade child's reading progress this year from their school.
Yes, I agree.
All right, so would that be like a strongly agree or a somewhat agree?
A somewhat agree, I guess.
All right. Does your 11th grade child's school provide any of the following resources to children who need help reading? You can select all that apply. So the list goes, a specific diagnosis to help you understand what your child's reading challenges are, access to an outside specialist, resources to use at home to help increase or practice reading, one-on-one instruction from a specialist, a small group instruction, or something else?
I don't know. She just gets regular stuff at school.
All right, no worries. So have you ever looked for help outside of school to support your 11th grade child's reading progress? For example, like ever hired a tutor, enrolled in extra reading classes at a school, et cetera?
No.
No? All right. Thinking about the tools and methods teachers use in the classroom to help kids learn how to read, how familiar are you with each of the following? And this kind of goes, I will read you like a small list, and you will tell me if you're like very familiar with this, somewhat familiar with this, not too familiar, or not at all familiar. The first one is sight word lists or flashcards.
What was the first one?
Very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar.
Somewhat familiar, I guess.
Phonics.
Hmm?
Oh, the next one is phonics.
Oh, am I familiar, somewhat familiar, or something like that?
Mm-hmm. Well, how familiar would you say you're with phonics?
Somewhat familiar.
Somewhat familiar, all right. What about sound it out?
Well, she's in 11th grade, so this stuff's all old now. You know what I mean? This is stuff
yes.
She was doing a while ago.
All right, so would you say you're like maybe just not too familiar with it now, maybe?
Not right. Current, I guess, no.
All right. What about guessing from context?
I don't know. I gotta go. I have something going on here.
Oh, are you sure? We're almost done. It's a very short survey.
All right. A couple more. I'm out.
Oh, all right. Perfect. Thank you. So, how familiar are you with whole language?
No.
All right. What about reading recovery?
No.
All right. So would that be like me not at all familiar then?
No.
Okay. And what about textbooks by Fontes and Pinnell?
I don't know anything about that.
All right. And what about 3Q-ing or Q-ing?
Nope.
Would that be no, like you're not familiar with it at all?
Yes.
All right. So from what you may know, what do you think research has shown is the best or most effective way to teach kids how to read? Like cueing, guessing words from context and sentence structure, phonics, meaning sounding out words, or a combination of both?
Probably a combination.
All right. Research has found that cueing, which is asking children to guess words from context and sentence structure, does not effectively support reading progress. However, cueing is still a strategy used in many Massachusetts schools. Knowing this, would you say that you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned about the use of cueing in some schools?
Probably somewhat concerned.
All right, somewhat concerned. How much have you heard or read recently about students in Massachusetts scoring below grade level on reading tests?
I haven't heard much.
All right. So would you say you've heard like maybe just a little or nothing at all?
Nothing.
All right, nothing at all. All right, so as you may know, more than half of students in Massachusetts are not reading at expected levels by third grade. So knowing this, would you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned about students' overall reading levels in Massachusetts? Would you say you're, like, very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
I'd say I'd be concerned if I had a third grader.
All right, so would you say, like, very concerned or somewhat concerned?
Probably very concerned.
Very. All right. So to the best of your knowledge, are schools in Massachusetts required to use evidence-based reading curriculum? That is, curriculum that has proven to work in teaching students how to read or not?
I'm not familiar with all
that. All right. No worries. So do you think schools should be required to use evidence-based reading curriculum, which means curriculum materials that are proven to work in teaching students how to read, or do you think they shouldn't?
If they're appropriate reading materials, sure.
All right, so would this be like a probably yes, maybe, or a definitely yes?
Sure, probably yes.
All right. I just want to say thank you for staying so far. I really, truly appreciate it. So the next one is, who do you think should be most responsible for ensuring students are reading at expected levels? And you can select all that apply. So the list goes like school districts, parents, schools, teachers, state education officials, or school administrations?
All of the above.
All of the above? All right, no worries. All of the above. Perfect. So does your 11th grade child have dyslexia?
Nope.
No? All right. Does your 11th grade child have an individualized education plan, sometimes called an IEP?
I'm not sure about that.
All right. No worries. Does your 11th grade child receive services for English language learners, sometimes called ELL?
Nope.
All right. To the best of your knowledge, does your 11th grade child identify as LGBTQIA or not?
A what?
To the best of your knowledge, does your 11th grade child identify as LGBTQIA or not?
What's that have to do with reading?
I could not tell you truly, but if you don't feel comfortable answering that question, that's totally fine.
I don't think it's appropriate for this survey. I don't even know why you'd ask that.
All right. Sorry about that. So the last two questions are for statistical purposes. So what languages are spoken regularly at home?
English.
All right. Any others or just English?
Just English.
All right. What is the last year of schooling that you completed?
I just finished my electrical schooling last year.
I'm sorry. Could you repeat that? You just finished your what?
I went to a school for electrical.
Electrical? All right. So would that be maybe like a college graduate or like some college?
It's a certificate so I could get my license as an electrician.
All right. Perfect.
It was 2 years of schooling.
All right, 2 years. Perfect. All right, perfect. So last year, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? And I can kind of tell you categories, or you can just totally ballpark it, whichever one you would like.
Right around 85 grand.
85? All right. So finally, what is your five-digit zip code?
01430.
All right, perfect. So sometimes reporters like to contact survey respondents to conduct a brief follow-up interview, and we need to pass along your answers and your name and phone number to a reporter for this purpose. But your responses to the survey would never be used in any report without your permission. So would you be willing to be contacted by a reporter?
No.
All right, no worries. Would you like to participate in future research focus groups or surveys about Massachusetts in your community? Participants who take part in focus groups will receive $100 gift cards.
No, thank you.
No? All right, no worries.
All right, I gotta go.
Well, this will conclude our survey. I just want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it.
All right.
Hope you have a good day. All right, thank you.